Good afternoon. Welcome. We're going to call to order the House Committee on Energy, Environment, and Water for April 21st, 2011. We have a full agenda, and we're going to begin with a work session on House Bill 3145. Call to order the work session on House Bill 3145. Madam Administrator, would you read the summary of the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3145, as introduced, would modify the definition of beverage and allow the creation of distributor cooperatives. It would require cooperatives and all non-participating distributors and importers to report annually and would increase from 5 to 10 cents the refund value of beverage containers. There is a Dash 2 amendment before the committee right now. On that Dash 2 amendment, there is a minimal fiscal impact statement and no revenue impact.
We'll get this good. Mr. Co-Chair, a motion on the amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 3145.
Representative Gilliam moves the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 3145. Is there discussion? Is there objection? The amendments are adopted. Mr. Co-Chair, we might need a script because we are taking off the subsequent to Ways and Means. So let's ask Liz for a script.
While we're waiting, maybe we could invite the audience to sit back and have a nice, relaxing Coca-Cola.
Sorry. Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 3145 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded.
Representative Gilliam moves House Bill 3145 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there a discussion? Representative Bence.
Mr. Chair, I'll be a no on the motion. I just want the record to reflect how much I appreciate the hard work everyone's put into this effort and but for the situation we face in border towns, I'd be a yes, but sadly, that situation does not lend itself to any arrangements that would continue what we now see as a very challenging situation because of our border. And that'll be enough.
Appreciate your comments, Representative Benz. Is there further discussion? I want to make a couple of comments on this bill. I want to first echo Representative Benz in thanking all the folks who have worked so hard not only to implement the expansion that we did in 2007, but to prepare for the expansion that's anticipated in House Bill 3145. And I think special credit goes to the folks who really work the bottle bill and make it possible, the distributors and grocers whose effort in the back rooms, in the warehouses, in the recycling centers are creating a better bottle bill. This is the next step in that effort. The bill contains, as our administrator mentioned, the expansion to most other beverage containers in no later than 2017. I think I have that right. And it contains a possible increase to 10 cents on containers if redemption rates fall below 80%. So I'm corrected, 2018 on expansion. I do want to note for the record, because the question was arose related to the process for approval of a pilot redemption center that's proposed in this bill. It is my intention that, and it is the proponents of the bill intention, including the Oregon Beverage Recycling Cooperative, that the process for approving a pilot redemption center would be identical to the process that exists for approving redemption centers under existing law. So the standards of convenience and service that are required for existing redemption centers would be required for the project for a proposal for a pilot redemption center. You know, there's a lot of work still to do for this bill to become law. That's clear, but I think this is an important first step in really enhancing Oregon's recycling effort. And I appreciate very much my co-chair for his engagement and support, Representative Berger for hers, and the committee for their fine work on the bill. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
No.
Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon?
Aye. Motion carries, and House Bill 3145 will go to the floor. Carriers, yeah, don't go anywhere. It's just getting started. It's going to get even more fun. Carriers for that bill, I will carry it, and Representative Berger and I will co-carry the bill. We're going to move next. Are we... Yeah, that's what we're just talking about. Yeah, okay, so we're going to open a work session on House Bill 3595. And Madam Administrator, if we could hear just briefly about that bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, House Bill 3595 would authorize a county government or its designee to approve siting on land zoned for exclusive farm use of a solar energy generation facility, so long as that facility does not require a site certificate under ORS 469.300. It also waives the requirement for the exception to a land use goal. There are dash 4 and dash 6 amendments before the committee. There is a fiscal impact statement issued on both the dash 4 and the dash 6s, and there is a no revenue impact statement issued as well on both of those amendments.
Okay, so committee, this bill doesn't currently have a subsequent to raise and needs, but the fiscals that we received today would indicate with the $60,000 of other funds that we will be adding that subsequent to ways and means, whether we move the dash 4s or dash 6s. Representative Huffman, I don't know if you want to express your intent with either of those amendments or preference for one or the other. You're certainly welcome to before we take a motion.
Unless there are questions.
Okay. Yeah, I think we did want to hear from Mr. Slack. Come on up. You had expressed interest in making some comments on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Mr. Co-Chairs and members of the committee, my name's Art Slack. I'm with the Association of Oregon Counties. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to comment at this late date on House Bill 3595. Would like you to at least be aware that the Association has concerns with sub 4 and sub 5 of both the dash 4 and the dash 6 amendments. These sections make reference to county's authority to site energy facilities, solar facilities at this point. We believe that these sections places a cloud on the county's authority. These sections also make references to energy generation areas. I would note that while their energy generations are in the statute, there is no energy generation area applied in the state of Oregon. In fact, the only one that was in existence was in the Umatilla area as it related to wind, and the FSEC withdrew that designation this past year at the request of Umatilla County and the support of the Association of Oregon Counties. Finally, there is also a references to what has been a long, troubling conversation about what constitutes a single energy facility for the purposes of energy generation. These references are of great concern to the Association and to Oregon Counties that are looking at siting energy facilities under the existing statutes at this point, and we would ask that these sections be deleted from the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate putting those concerns on the record. Are there any questions for Mr. Tsai? There are none.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Gilliam, a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 3595. Actually, I don't. I move the amendments, the dash four amendments dated, my mistake, Mr. Chair, sorry. Thank you. I move the dash four amendments dated 4/12/11 to House Bill 3595.
Representative Gilliam moves the dash four amendments dated 4/12/11 to House Bill 3595. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, so moved. Representative Gilliam.
Mr. Chair, I do move House Bill 3595 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Gilliam moves House Bill 3595 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the committee that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there a discussion? Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just to be brief, I understand that the dash fours in this bill are trying to work towards a compromise that would make this bill one that really does enable us to reach our both our job creation goals and our clean energy goals in this state. And I think it's a good bill and worthy of moving forward as amended. I would call out that I believe that the tensions that exist with clean energy and siting and with energy projects in general and all the other goals that this state has I think obviate the need and create a need for a more robust planning process to better evaluate the trade-offs that we have and to create a roadmap for how we are to reach our energy future. Not related to this bill, Mr. Co-Chair, but I would like to get that on the record.
I appreciate your comments, Representative Bailey. Is there further discussion? I want to note, I think the committee has received the letter that was sent to the co-chairs from the acting director of the Department of Land Conservation and Development, from the director of the Department of Ag, from the director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife related to this bill. I hope that the sponsor of the bill also has a copy of it. They do express pretty significant concerns about 3595. I believe they were looking at the introduced version of the bill. It's possible that the amendments that we're adopting today may address some of those concerns, but it's a pretty strongly worded letter. Members, and I would just suggest that while I too support the concept embedded in this bill of finding a way to do solar utility on lands that are not valuable for other purposes, there may need to be some additional work on this bill in Ways and Means to ensure that it meets both renewable energy needs and land use goals. So with that, if there's not any further discussion, Sue, we call the roll.
Representative
Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Henn? Aye. Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon?
Aye.
Motion carries. House Bill 3595 will go to Ways and Means. I'm going to open up a work session on House Bill 3516. So, House Bill 3516, Madam Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3516, as introduced, would establish that any solar energy system on or adjacent to commercial or residential structure is an outright permitted use for zoning purposes. It would also prohibit cities and counties from collecting land use permit application fees or requiring extension surveys or site evaluations in connection with solar energy system permit applications. There is a dash five amendment before the committee. There is a minimal fiscal impact statement associated with those dash five amendments, and there is a no impact revenue statement.
So, committee, this is a bill that I and Representative Bailey and others brought related to use of solar energy on residences. We heard it some time ago, and we have prepared dash 5 amendments that address most, if not all, of the concerns that were raised by some of the folks, including the League of Cities and the City of Portland, who testified in opposition to the bill as introduced. So, Representative Gilliam, the dash 5s.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash 5 amendments dated 4-18-11 to House Bill 3516.
Representative Gilliam moves the dash 5 amendments dated 4-18-11 to House Bill 3516. Is there discussion? Is there objection? So moved. Representative Gilliam, a motion on the bill to the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 3516 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Gilliam moves House Bill 3516 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Seeing none. I'll just make a comment because there are a few people here who are here for the bill. I appreciate their work on it. Appreciate the efforts of the City of Portland and League of Cities to help us narrow the scope of this bill so it protects historic districts from the intrusion of the dreaded solar photovoltaic panels. We're now limiting the bill in ways that I think actually do, in all seriousness, protect the architectural heritage of those places most worthy of protection, and we, I think, found that nice balance. So appreciate everyone's work on that. Sue, will you call the roll?
Representative Bailey.
Aye.
Representative Pence.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone.
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 3516 to the floor. I will carry that bill. And we'll close the work session on House Bill 3516. Oh, yeah. It goes to Ways and Means.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah,
wait, 3516 goes to Ways and Means?
No. 3595.
With that, we will open a work session on House Bill 3623. And Madam Administrator, we're keeping you on your toes. But it'll get easier as the afternoon goes on. There will be fewer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 23 would require...
3623.
I'm sorry. 3623 would require the Water Resources Department to periodically review its program for implementation of the Deschutes Basin Groundwater Study Area and to report to the Legislative Assembly on that review every 5 years. There is a dash 3 amendment before the committee. That dash 3 amendment has a fiscal impact statement and a no impact revenue statement associated with it.
Members were looking at the fiscal impact statement, which I think we just received today, and it does call for $10,000 general fund, and I think under our co-speaker's agreement, $10,000 general fund does trigger the need for a Ways and Means review. Do we have a letter on that, Madam Administrator?
We do not.
I do not.
Should we
stand? Yep, committee will stand at ease. Recess the work session on House Bill 3623. So we're going to leave it open, but recess it until later in committee as we work to take care of that fiscal. We're going to open the work session on House Bill 3255. So back to Sea Lions. And Mr. Chair, we have Mr. Co-Chair. We have. Let's let our administrator give the summary, and then we'll move to amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, House Bill 3255, as introduced, would allow any person holding appropriate licenses and tags to use noisemakers in order to non-lethally deter pinnipeds from damaging fishing gear or catch. There is a dash 4 amendment before the committee, and that dash 4 amendment has a fiscal impact statement and a no impact revenue statement associated with it.
3255. Thank you, Liz. So, Mr. Co-Chair. Dash 4.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move the dash 4 amendments to House Bill 3255, dated 3/30/11.
Representative Gilliam moves the dash 4 amendments to House Bill 3255, dated 3/30/11. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, the amendments are adopted and. Right here. Yeah. Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 3255 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Gilliam moves House Bill 3255 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there discussion?
Was there a referral on it?
There was not, but due to the fiscal of going from 5 day a week to 7 day a week hazing at Willamette Falls, it did incur a fiscal. The numbers are actually in the bill this time, which is curious, but there they are, and it will be in Ways and Means. Seeing nothing further, Sue, will you call the roll?
Representative Bailey.
Aye.
Representative
Benz. Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Co-Chair Kent?
Aye. Motion carries. 3255. We'll move on to Ways and Means. Mr. Chair, can we go to 2196? Bailey. We are going to open a work session on House Bill 2196. Madam Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, House Bill 2196 would establish a tax credit for sellers of diesel fuel containing at least 2% biodiesel with an aggregate total for the credit set at $10 million. There is a dash 6 amendment before the committee. And that dash 6 amendment has a fiscal and a revenue statement associated with it.
Great. And I think the dash 6 amendment is what's before the committee today. And I'll actually turn to Representative Bailey for explanation of the dash 6, a reminder, because we've heard a bit about it. And then we'll get a motion. Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The dash 6 is a gut and stuff of the bill that Liz described for the committee, and what it does is only for blends of used biodiesel made from used cooking oil only at blends of 20% or above. So this is what's known as B20 and above, which is a very small portion of the market. There's an exemption on the diesel tax for it. It is limited only to vehicles at 10,000 pounds and below, and there's a six-year sunset on the exemption. The intention here, as we've discussed before, is to help stimulate a better fuel that is made here in Oregon and a cleaner fuel.
Great. Representative Gilliam.
Does anyone else smell French fries at all?
A faint.
Mr. Co-Chair, I wonder if my my truck might be idling in the garage below.
Representative Gilliam, a motion on the amendments?
Yeah, where's the date? Mr. Chair, I move the dash six amendments to House Bill, 2196, dated 3/28/11.
Representative Gilliam moves the dash six amendments to House Bill 2196, dated 3/28/11. Is there discussion or the description? Is there objection? They are moved into the bill, and we have the bill currently as a subsequent to revenue, but we have received permission from the co-speakers to change that subsequent to from revenue to the Committee on Joint Tax Credits. And Ms. Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 2196 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee on Tax Credits and that the referral to the Committee on Revenue be rescinded.
Representative Gilliam moves House Bill 2196 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Tax Credits and that the referral to the Committee on Revenue be rescinded. Is there discussion? Seeing none, Sue, will you call the roll?
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon?
Aye. Motion carries, and the bill will move to the floor. We're going to close the work session on House Bill 2196. I said it goes to the floor, but it goes to joint tax credit. Close that work session and open a work session on House Bill 3342. We heard from Representative Freeman last week or a couple weeks ago. Liz, can you remind us and our vast listening audience what the content of the bill is?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, House Bill 3342 would require any wholesale dealer who sells gasoline to sell gasoline containing 10% ethanol by volume, as well as gasoline not blended with ethanol, having an octane rating of 91 or above. There are no amendments to this bill before the committee, and there is a minimal fiscal impact statement and a no-impact revenue statement associated with this bill.
Representative Gilliam.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3342 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Gilliam moves House Bill 3342 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Seeing none, Sue, will you call the roll?
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon?
Aye. The motion carries, and I think Representative Freeman can explain to us why we should support this mandate bill. And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 3342 with Representative Freeman carrying the bill to the House floor and open a... Hang on. We'll figure out where we're going next.
We like this.
Seven ago.
Which one?
2873.
We're going to open a work session on House Bill 2873. And Sue, Madam Administrator, will you remind us what this bill contains?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2873 would provide that hydroelectric projects that are exempted from federal regulation and that are located within existing artificial delivery systems are not subject to additional requirements for fish screens, bypass devices, or fish passages, so long as those projects do not create change in stream conditions that adversely affect fish. There are no amendments before the committee, there is a minimal fiscal impact statement and a no-impact revenue statement associated with this bill.
We said no amendments. We could take a motion on the bill and then have discussion. 2873, Representative Gilliam.
And to the floor.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 2873 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Gilliam moves House Bill 2873 to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Representative Krieger.
Mr. Co-Chairs, I'm going to support the bill, but I have some concerns in that Department of Fish and Wildlife, Old Webb, Water Resources for the last 20 years are developing projects to try to protect fish and restoration. I would ask that, and I did talk to Kurt Melter from the Department of Fish and Wildlife, to see that they would, these projects aren't all going to come on the same day. There might be 50 or 60 on the east side, but when they get these first applications, they need to be looking at a way to get some grant money and change some of the policy so that some of those projects that aren't feasible, if you have a large fish screen cost incurred in them, that they try to find a way that there could be a cost share in there where both the person who wants to develop the project and the Department of Fish and Wildlife and possibly OWEB could direct some money there, especially if we feel that obviously the project probably should have been screened to start with. And so if it isn't, and if it has to do with fish passage at where the actual generation is, that's a separate issue. But if we're not going to, you know, to require a fish screen to open up a quarter mile of spawning that's not available now with a ladder isn't economically feasible either. So I think they need to do some work, the agencies, with the farmers and ranchers that need to have the opportunity that these projects could provide.
Thanks for the comments, Representative Krieger. Is there further discussion? Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. As normally happens when one of my comments follows Representative Krieger's, I would just add ditto to what he said. I appreciate the comments from the representative. I support this bill moving forward. I do think that it is a bit of a that these projects are important. These projects are not these projects are inherently good projects, and we want to ensure that they are viable. There is the separate issue of how we pay for and manage and implement fish screen programs, but that these are two separate issues, but I would urge the department to continue to look for solutions on fish screen deployment. But I am prepared to support this bill.
Is there, Mr. Chairman, further discussion? Representative Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to add my voice to the chorus here and just say that I believe that this is a bad precedent. However, the need for these projects to move forward is important. And I think that we need to take we need to revisit this issue in terms of its impact on the imperiled species.
Is there further discussion? Representative Krieger.
If you would suggest a work group, I think there are some people that could work on it between now and February. You don't need to have a legislative task force.
Yeah, I think a work group or, you know, interim committee work on this topic would be very valuable. I share the concerns that you raised, Representative Krieger and Representative Bailey and Witt echoed. I have significant reservations about this bill and the fact that it'll be a departure from our ordinary policy on fish screens. I think that ordinary policy probably needs some revisiting, too, in a somewhat broader context than this bill took on. I want to make sure that our state investments related to fish screens go to the highest priority diversions, the one where there is the most to be gained for fish at the least cost. I understand the intent of this bill, and it's like others that pit the renewable energy produced by a small hydroelectric on the diversions with the needs of fish and fish screens. It's a challenging bill for me, and but I will move it along. Is there anything further? Seeing none, Sue, will you call the roll?
Representative Bailey.
Aye.
Representative Betts.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone.
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam.
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon.
No. Motion carries, and the bill goes on to the floor. And I think Representative Clem was the sponsor of this bill. Do you have any thoughts about the carrier?
I agree. That's a good suggestion.
Yep, so Representative Clem will carry the bill. And House Bill...
Unless you want to.
House Bill 2873. I'll close the work session on House Bill 2873. Committee will stand at ease. And we will return to, because we were recessed on the work session for House Bill 3623, so reopen House Bill 3623. And Mr. Co-Chair on the dash three.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move dash threes to House Bill 3623, dated 4-18-11.
Representative Gilliam moves the dash three amendments to House Bill 3623, dated 4-18-11. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chair, is there a subsequent referral? There's not a subsequent referral.
There will need to be a subsequent referral, and we have received permission from the speakers to add that. We will do so in our
next motion.
Any discussion on the dash threes? There is none. Is there any objection to the dash threes? There is none. They are adopted. And Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 3623 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Gilliam moves House Bill 3623 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there discussion? Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'm going to be a no on this motion, but I reserve the right to continue to examine the issue down in Ways and Means and reserve the right to modify my vote there as necessary.
Thank you, Representative Bailey. Is there any further discussion? I appreciate the persistence of the bill's sponsor, Representative Wisnett, and the other folks who have been working on this to find a compromise that was acceptable to most of the parties within the basin. It took a lot of work to get to this point. I think we can feel, I feel reasonably good about the product that we're moving forward, and appreciate the committee's attention to ongoing efforts in the Deschutes. Thanks. Seeing nothing further, Sue, will you call the roll?
Representative Bailey?
No.
Representative Benz?
Yes.
Representative
Thompson? Yes. Representative Witt?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Booth?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye. Motion carries, and House Bill 3623 goes to Ways and Means. We will close the work session on House Bill 3623, and committee will stand these. Bill 3538, and committee, we're going to get a bit of discussion. We just received dash five amendments to House Bill 3538. I'll ask our committee administrator to provide a summary of the bill, and then we'll hear a bit about the amendments that have been proposed. Right here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3538 would change references in a number of statutes relating to energy facilities from carbon dioxide to read greenhouse gas. There is a dash 5 amendment before the committee, and there are no fiscal or revenue statements yet on that dash 5 amendment.
Thanks, Liz. We, especially given the late hour of the Dash 5 amendment, I don't know if Bob Shipwreck or Brendan McCarthy wants to come up and talk about what we're doing in these amendments. I think we'd appreciate, or Ben. Brendan, how'd it go? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief as possible. I'm Bob Shipwreck. I'm a member of the Energy Facility Siting Council. We asked the Climate Trust, represented by Ben Vitale, to introduce this legislation. We've had a hearing on it. This would expand the number of greenhouse gases to gases, frankly, that are much worse than even than CO2, would provide new job opportunities, and just makes a lot more sense. It's a good government bill. The utility, Brendan could not be here. He just left. Representing the utilities support this because it would frankly be a better use of ratepayer funds. The intent of the Dash 5 amendments are to take the fiscal impact that was assigned to this bill off. The department, and I hope that they're there, I don't want to sit here and talk for them, but there was a significant fiscal impact based upon rulemaking to establish the green, what's known as the greenhouse gas equivalency, and other, such as CO2 is a 1, carbon, or pardon me, methane would be about 23 or something like that. Not nitrous oxide is much higher. The intent of these amendments is simply to put those numbers in the statute so that there's no reason to have rulemaking. These are well-established figures coming from international treaties, which Ben knows much more about than I, but that's the intent, Mr. Chair, is to simply say what we meant in the first place, make it very clear in the statute, and life goes on. We can get this thing passed.
Thanks, Bob. Ben, do you want to add anything?
No, I'm happy to take any questions.
So will the department need to do rulemaking to identify greenhouse gas equivalencies under these amendments?
Again, Bob Shipwreck, for the record, I'm not going to speak for the department. I did speak with Andrea Simmons this morning. I asked her if, in her opinion, would this take away the need for rulemaking, and the answer was yes, that was the only issue, was to get to the equivalency, and by putting it in statute, I would have to agree with her assessment. But I'm not the department.
Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Is it also the case that the amendments that are proposed, in addition to defining in statute essentially the exchange rate between the types of pollutants, would also narrow that list of pollutants?
That's correct. That wasn't in the Dash 5. It was prior to that, but it's just methane and nitrous oxide as it stands in the Dash 5.
What other pollutants does that exclude then?
Thank you, co-chairs and Representative Bailey. Just for the record, my name is Ben Vitale. I'm president of the Climate Trust. Representative Bailey, what it does exclude are other greenhouse gases like hydrofluorocarbons, and SF6, those much more potent greenhouse gases. They're limited, again, this is only on the offset project component of the bill, and so there aren't very many projects of that type here in the state to be able to reduce those emissions of those more potent gases. So the lion's share of projects are methane projects and nitrous oxide projects, so that gives utilities and the Climate Trust much more freedom, but it does exclude those HCFCs, CFCs, and SF6.
Well, do you happen to know off the top of your head the factor on global warming potential for those hydrofluorocarbons and SF6 pollutants?
I do. There's a range. It varies from 11,000 to over 20,000 times more potent than carbon dioxide.
Thank you.
Anything further? Any further questions for these gentlemen? Thank you very much. And Representative Gilliam on the Dash 5s.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to adopt the Dash 5 amendments dated 4/21/11 to House Bill
3538.
Representative Gilliam moves to adopt the Dash 5 amendments, dated 4-2111, to House Bill 3538. Is there discussion? Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'm going to be a no on the motion, on the amendment, for the reason that I think the bill as written is the bill that we need, and I'm concerned about limiting the greenhouse gases that are listed in the bill. I also find it extremely disappointing that the department was looking at large fiscal impacts for rulemaking for the original bill, given that 5 minutes in a handheld calculator could accomplish the job. So I'm not entirely sure what was so difficult on that rulemaking to warrant a fiscal, but instead we're putting these exchange rates in statute, which seems an odd way to get around it. But if it really is that simple, then fine, we can do that. However, I'm interested in the best deal for ratepayers, for the people that are paying into these projects, and I'd like to see this as a simple exchange rate between all types of greenhouse gases, regardless of where that mitigation may occur. So I'll be a no on the motion, but likely to support whatever bill results.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, will you call the roll, please?
Representative Bailey.
No.
Representative Benz.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone.
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam.
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon.
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 3538 is adopted. And Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 3538 without having the fiscal impact statements on hand at this time.
Representative Gilliam moves the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 3538 without having the fiscal impact statement on hand at this time. The motion is not debatable and requires two-thirds to pass. Sue, will you call the roll?
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon?
Aye. Motion carries. And Representative Gilliam.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3538 to the floor as amended and rescind the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Gilliam moves House Bill 3538 to the floor as amended and rescind the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there discussion? I want to express my appreciation to the co-chair who had concerns about the bill, brought those early, worked carefully with proponents, including the Climate Trust, the EFSC, represented by Mr. Shiprack, Representative Harker, and you know, I think we've found a good compromise on this bill as well. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. And with that, Sue, will you call the roll?
Representative Bailey.
Aye.
Representative Benz.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone.
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam.
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon.
Aye. Motion carries. And 3538 will go to the floor, and Representative Harker will carry that bill. With that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 3538. Committee, you'll stand at ease. Don't go far. And I don't think we were in work session, so we'll call to order the or open the work session on House Bill 3165. Liz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, House Bill 3165 would prohibit the Water Resources Department from approving an application for a change water use that amounts to more than 500 or more acre feet and that affects one or more water rights in the federal storage project in the Willamette Basin. It would allow the Water Resources Department to approve the application where the applicant demonstrates that existing rights to surface water will not be reduced, and also after the Water Resources Department consults with a group of affected stakeholders. There is a -4 amendment before the committee, and that -4 amendment carries with it a no-impact revenue statement and a fiscal impact statement.
Great. Thanks, Liz. We'll take a motion, Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the -4 amendments dated
/4/14/11
to House Bill 3165.
Representative Gilliam moves the -4 amendments to House Bill 3165, dated /4/14/11. Is there discussion? Is there objection? The amendments are adopted. And Representative Gilliam, a motion on the bill. We're adding the subsequent with approval from the speakers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 3165 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Gilliam moves House Bill 3165 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there discussion? I want to point out to the committee members, we've received letters just in the last couple of days from two federal agencies, the Army Corps and NOAA, both of which express significant concerns about this bill, and they are concerns that I share. And I'll read a few lines. I guess generally the concerns are that this bill would replace a process that the federal government anticipates holding for the redistribution of this stored water with a state process, and it jeopardizes the speed of that redistribution based on the need for the state effort to be funded with private resources. I guess I won't read these. We'll submit them to the record. I hope that the Ways and Means Committee will review these carefully and act wisely on this bill. I do not support this bill. I recognize that it likely has a majority on this committee and am prepared to move it forward accordingly. Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One of the letters, I think I'm not correcting you or disagreeing with you, but one of the letters came today, and it's from an important agency, the Army Corps of Engineers. And I think that's fine, even though it's quite late. I would point out that the proponents of this bill are quite happy, eager to discuss the issues in that letter or any other letters, and that they are eager for this to go through the Ways and Means process, which is why I'm not only excited about the bill and restarting an extremely important discussion about an extremely rare resource, but also to have the scrutiny of Ways and Means. So I'm very supportive of this bill. I hope that the committee feels the same.
Any further discussions? Sue Lee, call the roll.
Representative Bailey?
No.
Representative Bentz?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon?
Nope. Motion carries, and House Bill 3165 goes to the floor. Goes to Ways and Means.
Ways and Means.
And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 3165. Committee on Standards. And we'll open a work session on House Bill 2522. And Mr. Chair, or Co-Chair.
Would you like a brief? Do we have to do the background?
Let's go with the background on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2522 would extend the sunset date for biofuels and fuel blends, biodiesel used in home heating, and alternative energy devices. It would extend that tax credit to January 1st, 2018. There is a -3 amendment before the committee, and there are fiscal and revenue impact statements associated with that -3.
Great. Thank you, Liz. Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the -3 amendments dated 4-2011 to House Bill 2522.
Representative Gilliam moves the -3 amendments to House Bill 2522. They're dated 4-2011. Is there discussion? Representative Gilliam.
Just quickly to say, Mr. Chair, I appreciate your work on this and a couple of work groups that we had. This is, to me, an important bill to hang on to one of the positive signs in our recovery. So for what this means to realtors, home builders, and others, I'm grateful for your willingness to not only have a discussion, but a compromise in the best sense of that word. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Gilliam. We did have, I think, two very productive work group meetings, had a large set of stakeholders. This bill touches a lot of people. The residential energy tax credit is an important tax credit for bringing greater energy efficiency and renewable energy into homes. But in my view, it's also a tax credit that needed the reexamination that it is getting both in this committee and in the Joint Tax Credit Committee where it will head. The -3 is a long and fairly complex amendment. Melanie with Committee Services did some nice work in comparing the amendments that were produced for this bill. One of the provisions of the -3s is its total, a sort of cap on the total of that could be spent on the program. It also gives the department more discretion to target those dollars where they will be most effective. It makes sure that we're not spending tax, we're not giving out tax credits for actions that aren't above and beyond what building codes already require or what codes related to these devices already require, and does several other things. It does limit the scope of the credit somewhat, but we understand that there will be significant additional work in the committee that Representative Bailey co-chairs, and look forward to following that and weighing in with this bill. Seeing nothing further, Sue, will you call the roll?
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Penn?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative
Witt?
Aye.
Representative Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon?
Aye. Motion carries, and House Bill 3522. Oh, sorry, that was the amendments. Okay, so I lost track of my work there. The amendments are adopted, and Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move
House Bill 2522.
I know. House Bill 2522, as amended, to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the very talented Joint Committee on Tax Credits.
Representative Gilliam moves House Bill 2522 as amended to the floor so the due pass recommendation, the bill be referred to the committee on Joint Committee on Tax Credits. The very talented Joint Committee on Tax Credits. Is there further discussion? Representative Bailey.
Well, the motion like that, Mr. Co-Chair, I don't know how I could say no to the bill, but assuming he's referring to Representative Pence on the committee, I appreciate the work that the co-chairs have done on it and that the work group has done, but assume that we'll need some additional examination and scrutiny in that committee and look forward to doing so.
Yeah, we do expect that, Representative Bailey, that you'll notice. You'll be happy to see the blanks in the bill that leave you and your committee with lots of discretion about if and how to allocate tax credit dollars towards various parts of this program. Didn't feel it was a role of this policy committee to weigh in on the actual levels of credits, but did want to try to adjust the policy to reflect the changing marketplace related to tax credits and a program that we hope will be more efficient than the existing one. So we look forward to your work on it. If there's nothing further, Sue, will you call the roll?
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Co-Chair Kahn?
Aye. Motion carries 2522 as amended with the dash threes will go to joint tax credits, and the committee will stand at ease. Actually, let's... Well, we've done it now. Committee, I'll come to order, and I feel like I needed to close. Did I miss closing a work session? We're not going to worry about it. We're starting up with the work session on House Bill 3597. Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the Dash 1 amendments dated 4-18-11 to House Bill 3597.
Representative Gilliam moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3597, dated 4-18-11. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? The amendments are adopted, and we'll get the script on moving the tax credits.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you can just use, can use this one, and then it just goes to tell us.
You ready, Mr. Chair?
Go for it.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3597 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Tax Credits.
Representative Gilliam moves House Bill 3597 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Tax Credits. Is there discussion? Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I think this is an exciting technology and appreciate the work that the department and other folks have put into this bill. It could be a real key piece in our recycling future and a way to generate some additional energy and a new resource, and look forward to seeing the bill in the next committee.
Is there further discussion? Sue, will you call the roll?
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon?
Aye. Motion carries, and the committee will stand at ease. Back to order and close the work session on House Bill 3597. We will open a work session on HJR 29. And Representative Gilliam.
Mr. Chair, I move House Joint Resolution 29 to the Committee on Rules. And that the referral to the Ways and Means Committee be rescinded.
Representative Gilliam moves House Joint Resolution 29 to the Committee on Rules and that the referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there discussion? I would just note, Representative Benz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just say that we spent quite a bit of time on this, and it deserves a lot more work. There's some great opportunity there, but it deserves a lot more work. So I look forward to, not sure how to put this, watching or working with, whatever the right word is, as Rules deals with this particular challenge.
Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Coach. Just to clarify, this is not going to tax credits?
This is not going to tax credits.
Okay.
With that, Sue, will you call the roll?
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Excused.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Excused.
Co-Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon?
Aye. Motion carries.
You get the roll. Mr. Chairman?
And Representative Witt?
Can we suspend the rules, Mr. Chairman, for my vote?
I have not gaveled down on the vote yet. Would it be possible for you to call Representative Witt?
Representative Witt.
Aye.
And the motion carries. HJR 29 to rules. Close the work session on HJR 29.
Toby.
Committee will stand at ease for just a moment. And the committee is adjourned.
Nice job.
Back to order, so you can adjourn.